too.
Just give me patience, yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yo, what up, son? It's your boy, ZDogMD. Contrary to popular belief, I am an actual doctor, which means when I see something on Facebook that says frozen lemon more powerful than chemotherapy, I go, what? I need to investigate this, especially since this video posted by Organic Wellness or at The Organic Wellness on Facebook, because I want you to go there and let them know what you think, Z-Pack. When I see that and it has 15 million views, I go, I ought to figure out whether this is going to lead people to do things like avoid real chemotherapy when they need it for cancer and instead eat a frozen grated lemon. This is the video in question. So it's one of these classic things where it's just text, pictures of various lemons and people eating lemons, and it's got 15 million views. And this is what it basically does. It starts out with this cool thing. You can freeze a lemon, grate the hell out of it, and put it in shit and eat it. That's dope. I would watch that 15 million times. Unfortunately, it gets real after that. Because then it starts saying, oh, yo, did you know that Organic Wellness says that the compounds found in lemon peels are 1,000 times more powerful than adriamycin, a drug commonly used in chemotherapy. Now, Z-Pack, those of us in the healthcare profession know adriamycin is a cytotoxic chemotherapeutic agent, often used in combination with other agents to treat cancer under the specialized supervision of an oncologist. That stuff can work for cancer. Is a lemon thousands of times more powerful than adriamycin? No. Simply no. Because they go on to say, but more importantly, the lemon peels only act on the malignant cells, destroying them while leaving behind the healthy cells without damaging them. Oh my gosh, that sounds like magic. Okay, this is what's going on. There have been studies over the years looking at components of citrus fruit, which includes lemons, and there are limonoids and different compounds within lemons that have some anti-tumor activity in laboratory models, either animals or petri dishes. It has never been shown to be thousands of times more powerful than any chemotherapeutic agent because it hasn't been looked at like that. It has never been shown to work in humans or has been studied in humans for anti-cancer potential. We have no idea what the dose is. We have no idea what the concentrations are. When you see a video like this that claims that something natural can cure cancer better than chemotherapy, always question what the fuck. And this is one of those classic examples. Although lemons are full of compounds, as are many fruits, vegetables, and natural foods, full of compounds that have anti-cancer properties in vitro, in glass, in the lab, we have no sense how this actually applies to a functioning human being. So why does it even matter? Okay, well, first of all, when you have a video that has 15 million views that makes claims that this particular natural way of grinding up a lemon and eating it can cure cancer, then people have the danger of foregoing seeing an actual oncologist when they have cancer. People who have had chemotherapy or going through it go, oh, did I really need this very toxic stuff when I could have just ground up a lemon? And then guilt and regret and unhappiness, all for what? For lies. There is no evidence that this does anything in a real world situation to cure or prevent cancer. Now, we need to study natural compounds more. And if we can pull out limonoids or whatever individual compounds in lemons that have shown some promise, then don't you think the pharmaceutical manufacturers are going to take those and create a drug and charge a ton of money for it to try to treat cancer? Yes, they are. So believe me, people work on this stuff. Believe me also, freezing a lemon and using it to cure your cancer is officially bullshit. You know how you also know that this video is crap? Just keep watching it. If it says, if this wasn't enough, lemon peels alkalinize. By the way, they spell it wrong. They spell alkalize, which is not a word, Tom Heineberg. Alkalize your body and regulate the blood's pH values, promoting optimal health.
But Z, is it going to mess with my alkaline water? Because I love that stuff.
The thing is, if you was alkaline all the time, then you wouldn't have the cancers.
Autism.
Wouldn't even get it.
Guys, here's the thing. The blood has a natural buffer system that regulates your pH. Eating lemons does almost nothing to your blood pH. And if it did, it would not alkalize it, which is not a word, or alkalinize it. Lemons contain a lot of citric acid, which is an acid. So already, lies. All right? And then the last one, they also regulate your blood pressure, have antidepressant effects, and eliminate feelings of anxiety and irritability. I don't know. I'm pretty anxious and irritable right now just reading about it, to be honest. So, bottom line, Z-Pack, I want you to share this video with all the idiots who have shared this lemon video with you.
Idiots.
And I want you to tell them, hey, you know what? Listen, eat lemons. They're good for you. Freeze them, grate them up, put them on stuff. They have vitamin C. They have vitamin B6. They have lots of different flavonoids and limonoids that may be helpful to your health. You can prevent a lot of illness just by eating healthy, exercising, living a good lifestyle, not smoking. This is all true. You are not going to cure cancer by grinding up a lemon and giving it to people. And this statement of, it only kills cancer cells, but it doesn't actually affect the other tissues in the body, they're making this ish up. So don't listen to them. And if you look at the comments on the video, you'll see that someone who had gone through chemotherapy sarcastically writes in, and the organic wellness people write back and go, well, it's not proven, but it's shown success in lots of trials. Well, then why are you saying this? Why are you spreading this crap, okay? Our mission, Z-Pack, at Incident Report here on the show, is to spread truth, debunk crap, and let our patients and other healthcare providers know that we are on the side of truth and wisdom. So hit share, hit like, share the show, follow, and what do y'all think? Are we out or what?
Listen, you may be a stupid moron on the internet who believes that lemons can cure cancer, but we're just not going to let you die, you stupid idiot piece of junk.
I wouldn't have really phrased it that way, but I like the sentiment. I like the sentiment. What up, Z-Pack? We out. Peace.
You are really dumb. For real.
No.
For real.
No.
So dumb.
Maybe.
He's so lemony, dumb. But he saves.
He's lemony, but he saves. We out. Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors, because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And subscribe. It just really helps the algorithms to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice, because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.